Kevin, commiserations, a 2-1 defeat. Now, at halftime, you could have been either 4-0 down or it could have been 2-2. It was one of those games.
It was. Kerry came out of the traps early, and that's what you get when you're away. Like we left Donegal at 9 o'clock this morning, and yeah, sometimes it just takes a wee while to get going. And you can't afford that at this level. And Kerry definitely played those tactics very well. They pressed us and they were all over us in the first 15 minutes. And yeah, they got their two goals. They created the first one. It was a well-worked goal, but the second one, we handed it to them.
You lost the ball. Sam won the ball and then set up for the goal.
Yeah, it was a soft goal from our point of view, but I thought from probably in and around the 30th minute onwards, I thought we were excellent. We played in the front foot. We played through the surge. It's actually as good as we've played all year. We've created a lot of chances. Their keepers pulled off a couple of brilliant saves. As a staff, you can't ask for much more than a high energy and just leaving everything out there, performance. And we did that. Kerry were dead in the feet the last 20 minutes, and they hang in there and they threw their bodies in the line, to be fair to them. The keeper pulled off an unbelievable save from a header. But I thought we definitely deserved an equaliser. To go up a row, but it wasn't to be.
And results haven't gone your way. They've gone Kerry FC's way. Kerry are 2 points off the playoffs, which is unreal after a 9 home match unbeaten run, whereas you're a little bit further adrift with Treaty winning tonight. So what do you need to do to regroup?
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It's been tough. It's been a tough maybe 6 or 7 weeks since the break. We've had to release players. There's been budget cuts, so us as a staff, we can only work with what we have. And to be fair to the players, every player in there, they're giving everything. Like we've another 2 debuts tonight, another one from the academy. So we have to try and get as much out of this season as we can. It looks like the playoffs are gone for us, but every game, we've 12 games left. We're going to try and fight for every single point we can. We're not going to win every game, we know that, but at the same time, we're going to fight for every point. And like, there's a lot of pride in there for these boys, and we can't ask anymore as a staff. They've given everything. They've given everything last week. We're very unlucky not to win the game last week as well. So yeah, we just keep going. That's all you can. We're in a tough moment at the moment, but you have to keep going. It's all about mental strength, pushing forward, and finding that silver lining in a kind of dark cloud, because there's just a lot of uncertainty about it at the minute. Can we get players in? I don't know. All that kind of stuff. That was tough for us as staff to deal with over the last maybe 8 or 9 weeks, having to release players. We had only 16 players down here tonight. So, yeah, we were very light, very, very light, but couldn't ask any more from them. I thought they were superb in the second half, and as long as they keep putting in performances like that, we will turn the corner and we will start winning games.